Welcome to Soul to Soul Conversations. I'm Satori Seals, operating as your soul guider from the Living Soul Numerology Soul Guidance System for this podcast. Before we get into episode 3, I encourage you to, if you haven't texted our text community, go ahead and text 1-833-475-0111 and type Soul to Soul. And that will keep you plugged in just for alerts. And also, if you're interested in supporting, becoming a supporter behind the Soul to Soul Conversations, there will be a link shared in that where you can, join and to be a supporter. And basically what we're doing is we're just encouraging everyone that wants to support to just contribute $11 every 2 months to help give energy behind this work and also allow us to expand in different platforms without having to, be worried about other different type of influences that doesn't match what we're trying to do as a brand in terms of the message and everything and so forth. And with that in mind, we also have other platforms that your support is contributing to. So we have a whole separate social site, the Wisdom Cloud that you could be a part of, and a host of other different outlets that we share some of our content. And also soon to create workshops in different cities is one of my desires is to kind of travel around. Just like some of y'all know, like I do for my energy body work tours, for the Wisdom Zen tours, I want to start, as time permits, to do the Soul to Soul tours and bring this in person, throughout the country. So with that in mind, for support and for additional information for training, we have a certification coming up in June 2nd, and this will be the next class for that. For the Become a Soul Profiler to learn this system, we welcome you with that, and that information will be also when you text. And once you text, if you are interested in certification, just let us know through the text community and we'll see that, and we'll reach out to you and give you the information as needed. Okay, so with that in mind, also, like I know, I'm just supporting the inner health of us, the mental well-being, the stability of our minds. Wisdom Therapeutics, we actually have an herbal formula as herbal drops to help support that, and it's called Inner Calm. It's the same number to text, which is 1-833-475-0111, but you type this time Inner Calm as one word, and again the information will be provided right there for you to get your Inner Calm and start using and enjoying the benefits of Inner Calm. So let's get into the nitty gritty today. Okay, so last episode, in episode 2, we kind of got into the soul of you. So today in episode 3, we're going to get into as your soul thinks. And just like episode 2, I used Jill Scott's soul profile as an example for us to explore, to understand the soul in Jill Scott. And so today we'll continue to use Jill Scott, because I like Jill Scott. And she's one of my favorite artists. So if anyone knows Jill Scott, I know we are 5 degrees from a person that we need to know. So whoever is connected to Jill Scott, let her know I'm a fan of hers, okay? And she's welcome to receive a Wisdom Zen body flow session from me as she travels around and needs, some maintenance on her body. I'm all willing to help her out. Okay, so, but seriously, we're in episode 3 and we use Jill Scott's soul profile. And we're going to use that again today since everyone kind of just tuned in with that. So just hold, just like you did the last episode, if you're taking notes, do the same thing today with the 4 squares from left to right. And then inside those 4 squares, right inside them, 4419 in each square. That's 4419. That is Jill Scott's soul numbers. And so what we're going to do today is I'm going to cover the thinking aspect that's associated with Jill Scott's living soul, the thinking characteristics associated with each of her archetypes that makes up her living soul. Okay, and so episode 3 today, we're talking about as your soul thinketh, or as your soul thinks, and we are using Jilly Fulfilling as an inspiration behind to just give us a visible reference to some of the things I would share, so that way we all can kind of connect and it can make sense in concept as you begin to listen and to take in some of the insights we're sharing today from the living soul in reference to our lovely lady, Jill Scott. Okay, so if you recall, last episode 2, I kind of defined the soul. I'm not going to go revisit that. If you need to, check out episode 2. But I want to pull out one key thing from episode 2 and roll over till today. And that is, the soul is recognized as the animated principle behind the behavior of you. The soul is the animated principle behind the behavior of you, including myself. And because each of us has animated principles behind our behaviors, behind our thinking, behind our interests, behind our pursuits, and behind our love styles, it gives actually a mathematical connection to our soul archetypes. So this is where the soul archetypes begins to get a mathematical or numerological identification. Okay, so this is where we begin to see and help us begin to understand how each of our souls move, because it's connected and associated with the animated principle. Now, not to get too deep, as we understand the universe that we live in, the life we live in, we know that we're all subject and we experience nature together. Nature has within it natural, universal principles and laws that governs it. If we want to understand the nature of the infinite, the source, or we might call God, or wherever you want to reference it, the supreme breath of life that we all enjoy, to understand the psychology of this infinite spirit, the supreme spirit, is going to come through us understanding the universal principles and laws. Why? Because the very nature of itself is infused into nature for its understanding. Because we are connected to nature, we also have that infusion with the infinite, which is why we are gods and God minds, quote unquote, human. God, and mon means mind. So we're God minds, and we're connected by these animated universal principles that are active inside of us, that's moving behind the behaviors of us, behind the personality of us. And so we can begin to track and trace, because there's a mathematical association with each soul archetype, to understand how we'll behave and move within a certain scope. And it kind of gives us a range of predictability of how we'll respond and move in life, in terms of what we attract, in terms of, like, say, career that we might pursue, people that we might find, people with different archetypes that we might find a strong compatibility with, and so forth. So there's a wide range behind this living soul numerology guidance system that affords us a lot of insight about ourselves, about others, about situations, and so forth. So that's what the main point I want to bring out right here behind everything I just said, is that the animated principles behind you and I is recognized as the soul as well. And you remember last time I mentioned in episode 2 that the soul is actually the actualizing cause behind us. So this actualizing cause is inspired from these animated principles. So if we understand the animated principles behind us, behind our living soul, behind our makeup, then it gives us some insight about ourselves that we do know, and also what we might not know, or also be able to visit some potentialities that we haven't really tapped into, but we know it's there. Okay? So the end of the day is, there's a math behind you and I because of the animated principles that is lodged and encrypted inside your soul. And we're able to identify that based upon your date of birth. Okay? So our animated principles that's inside of us are connected to the soul archetypes, and that's the bridge behind the math in you, basically. So what are you mathing, right? You know, we always say that term, you know, must say, you know, what's the math? Well, now we're talking from a soul level, you know, what is, you know, what's the math of you? What's the math behind your relationships? What's the math behind what's happening today for you? See, we could look at that and look at the energy positions based off of the gender energy positions, or nicknamed Jipper. And that name comes from Carl Stevens from the Bagua system that has a strong influence upon the living soul numerology guidance system. And so basically Jipper stands for gender energy position. So we acknowledge that the energy, masculine, androgynous, and feminine, takes on different positions, whether it could be dominant, whether it could be neutral or submissive. I'm not gonna go too much into that. Just kind of insert that a little bit in here just to let you realize there's more to come information with this. But I want, that's gonna be saved for later episodes, but I just wanna bring it right now since it just kind of fit it right in when it, in the midst of what I'm saying right now. So there's a math behind us. So I wanna understand this. Here's some basic understanding about thinking. First of all, we mentioned the soul. You can't, it's not separate from thinking, because the state of our soul is gonna dictate how we think. And then how we think is what shapes our soul. And so when we start to understand the nature of a thought, we begin to understand how we can shape our thoughts. And as we shape our thoughts, which is referring to the nurturing effect, we can reinvent ourselves. So what I'm saying is thought in one sense could be concrete, but then in another sense that is not. Because there's a liquid aspect to our thinking, because we can change our thinking. Are you following me? Okay, and so as your soul thinks, sets the tone for how you feel about yourself. It sets the tone about your own personal well-being. It sets the tone on how we begin to interact in society. It sets the tone how we interact with our family. It sets the tone how we interact in the job space. It sets the tone in our relationships. The bottom line is life is not inseparable from the thoughts of us or from the soul of us. If the soul is behind life, period. The soul is behind our experiences. So the more we begin to understand the thinking characteristic of ourselves, the more we can understand how the soul is projecting itself in life, and we can begin to have a sense of control and the mastery in terms of what we want to manifest in our life, but understand the nature of our thinking. Okay? Our thinking is not just influenced from from the outer life. Our thinking is also influenced from the inner aspect of ourselves. And as we understand, is that there are animated principles behind us. Look at the word animated. It means it's alive, it's active, it's generating something. And so we know each principle houses energy and forces that not just moves through us, but also moves through the universe and moves through nature, that keeps everything operating in the sense of interconnectedness. We're not separate from things. Our ego in the unhealthy state convinces that we're not connected to certain things, but we're definitely connected to the cosmos. We're connected to the stars. We're connected to the planets. We're connected to the earth. We're connected to the atmosphere. We are all connected. As the old song is, we are one, okay? And so the thinking is the bridge to help us understand the oneness of ourselves with each other, okay? But inwardly, thinking is also influenced and can be conjured, as we understand now, is because we have the living soul. We have these soul archetypes. We have these four different soul archetypes that are influencing us. And we know each soul archetype, they could be the same, they could be triple, or they could be quadruple, or it could be four separate ones. But in the day, there's a combination that's operating inside of us that's influencing the state, the movement of our living soul that we move actually through this earth. And the living soul, for a lot of us to understand numerology, you hear the term life path a lot. It's very synonymous with the life path, except for we do not focus on a central number, because we understand there's a gravity effect in life. There's a gravity effect with you and I. And there's other factors that's behind one single number. We're acknowledging four numbers because we understand that who we are and how we move, the soul state of us, is complex. But yet, there's an aspect of mathematics behind it to help us understand the complexity of us, okay? Which is why the Living Soul numerology system is also great for self-reflection exercises, mirror work, basically shadow work, and etc. Okay, which I do use in my personal consultations with, I call my clients partners, but doing that and also in our trainings and so forth. So, but just understand that, you know, thinking is central to life. There's no separation from our thoughts. And our psychology of ourselves is affected by the nature of us, which is the energetics of us. So when I use the word nature, think about the energetics. When you think about energetics, think about now the animated principles behind you, and also by what is nurtured. So if you think about, when we say nurture, think about we all was born and we was nurtured into an environment after we was born, and that environment shapes us, right? And so I want to say, so what shapes our thinking? Words shape our thinking. Images shape our thinking. Sensory impressions shapes our thinking. Experience shapes our thinking. Remember, I said just a little while ago that thoughts in itself, on one view, might be perceived as concrete. But then if you look at it closely, we realize that thoughts are not concrete, and thoughts can be liquid, because when you understand the law of thought, okay, that is a law there, but when you understand thought, and when you start to understand that words, images, sensory impressions, and experiences can help build a thought in you, but we also know, using those same different sections, that also can allow us to what? Create a new thought, a new mindset, and ultimately when we begin to create a series of thoughts, we then begin to create a paradigm, and a paradigm is a pattern of thoughts, okay? And so the patterns of thoughts dictates what our future will be, and our patterns of thoughts can help us from a reflective aspect to understand what our past was and how it's influenced us today, which is a powerful thing when we begin to use the Living Soul numerology system in connection with mirror work and shadow work for those that need to really to work on some different things. Okay, so with all that said, this is why we're going to use Jill Scott's soul profile to just give us some basic insight into how the Living Soul numerology system can help us see our thinking characteristics. Okay, and how does that look? Okay, so when I know I said a lot, so I want to slow down for a second. I want you to think about that. The psychology of you and the psychology of me is shaped by our nature and by what is nurture. When I mention nature, we're talking about the energetics behind us. We can connect that to our soul archetypes, and we know our soul archetypes connects to the animated principles behind us, okay? And we know these animated principles are supreme. And we begin to understand the domains, the different domains in our life, that kind of just helps oversee and shows the operative knowledge that encircles around those principles as it takes form in our social experiential realm of life. Okay. And so with all that said, what we're going to do is begin to trace. The reason we're able to trace is because the animated principles behind us, because each soul archetype has an assigned number, and the numbers are from 1 through 9, okay? There's 9 different archetypes, there's 9 different divisions of ourselves, there's 9 different pursuits. Last episode I mentioned softly about the governing core values. There's 9 different core values that helps police, to self-police each archetype so it could be in its optimal state. There are 9 different love styles. And if we look at life in general, we can trace the basics in life to basically 9 different domains in life. And so, not to go too heavy in that, But just to understand that as you keep hearing me using the magical number of nine, that's the mathematical precision that is behind the configurations, behind the math inside you, the math inside me, and the math behind the living soul configuration in terms of what we can pull from that. All right. Even if we want to shift into another level of Oracle, the Oracle technology, some of you are familiar with, it can still begin to, it still operates from the same position, you know, based off the nines. Okay. So, but let's shift back to our baby, well, my baby, Jill Scott. If you remember, so you fill in those different four squares. You remember on top of the squares, the first square is the M representing the moon archetype. The second square is the S representing the sun archetype. And the third square is representing E. You could put E on top, representing the earth archetype. And the fourth square is the LS, or you could put S, standing for living soul. And we inside those squares, you should write 4419. These are Jill Scott's soul's number. And if some of you want to know more information about understanding the soul numbers and how to find those out, be on the lookout for, I have books and we have works, I have certifications that's going to be coming out to kind of help you do some basic personal configurations of different soul archetypes for you, yourself, and your family, and so forth. Okay. But if you're also interested, we also have a report that can be generated for you and sent to you within the day. And you can kind of see how those numbers and what's all connected to it as it lays out from a nice report that we have put together for you. And it's showing you basically soul profile of you. Okay. So back to Jill Scott's number, 4419. Okay. Now we're talking about the thinking characteristics today. We're talking about the thinking characteristics of Jill Scott. What does that look like? What's the math behind her thinking characteristics is basically what we're going to figure out today. And so today, like I said, we're talking about as your soul thinks. So this is why we're highlighting this. So in these same four squares that you put the M, S, E, S over and you put inside the squares 4419, right below those squares, below the two fours, write abstract. Abstract referring to abstract thinking. Right below that third square, write literal, as in literal thinking. And then under the nine, write logical for logical thinking. So basically, you know, Jill Scott operates and from a gravitational sense, the gravity upon her soul, her living soul, is incorporating and is highly influenced by these primary thinking characteristics. Okay, it's the abstract, literal, and logical. Okay, and if you pay close attention, you can kind of see when Jill Scott is really being interviewed, you can see the infusion of these different thinking characteristics. Okay, I think the easiest part is seeing the abstract, because the artistic expression, her poetic prowess, and just the decorative and the fluidity and the aesthetic appeal and all that kind of comes from her, which is strong because she has a double four, so it's a little more amplified. So you definitely can feel and see that and sense that. But when you listen to her talk, you can hear the precision in her language. You can hear the intellect, you know, the literal aspect of her as she puts her perception or her views together, which is very presented in a very what? Logical manner, which is her nine. So Jill Scott only, so it's funny, she's a split. What I mean is, because she has these two fours and these one and one nines, you can see she has a dance with herself, inside herself, from a good space, psychologically, that she dances between that abstract and that, you know, that literal, that practical. So we use the word practical. So we see that she can just, you know, dance between the two. So it's interesting, which points out something I'm gonna bring out now. So this is a little more detailed, but I'm just going to break it down. So if you're writing notes, you could write the number four down and draw an arrow pointing to the nine. Okay, so in reference to the four relationship to the nine, there's a relationship there. And that's just basically just understand the system and the soul profilers inside the Living Soul system understands this. And so you can get this information, like I said, by getting with one of them or getting a report, and we can point you to somebody to break this down. But just for the sake of this podcast and this episode, the four as it relates to the nine, okay? It shows that Jill Scott thinking characteristics is probably going to highlight a very balanced decision making. She's very balanced in her decision making. You also will see a strong integration between intuition and reason. So Jill Scott is a great, perfect, visible blend of someone that's in strongly in her feminine, okay, and how that feminine can still look and be very intuitive, but also can operate in reason simultaneously at the same time. So she has a great integration of intuition and reason behind her thinking characteristics. Also, she has a complementary approach behind problem solving. So she's somebody you just can't just pitch an idea or pitch a problem to and just give one solution. Jill's going to want to see all the complementary elements that's associated with that problem. She's going to want to understand very clear what each complement, what it serves, why it serves, the role that it is. Basically going to ask the who, what, when, where, and why behind it, basically. And once she gets that and gathers all that data, then she'll come from a space of from a complementary type of approach on a problem solving. So she's not someone that she's not whimsical. I know a lot of times when we look at artists and stuff like that, we think, you know, because we're so caught up in their artistry and not really the person or the soul of them. And we miss that there's a lot more depth to a lot of these artists. And Jill is one of those individuals that has a lot of depth. She's more than just a voice. She's more than just an entertainer. She's a very thoughtful, very insightful soul, okay, that happens to have a strong magnetism, you know, it's based off her numbers. So one of the things is that she's someone that's very effective in problem solving because she has a complementary approach as she comes to certain conclusions, okay? And so when we look at the relationship, you can draw this, the four, and put an arrow point towards the one. From the four to one, this gives a little bit of a hint of showing where there might be some personal internal thinking tension, where if she's going to have tension, she's going to suffer tension with her thinking, it's going to be here, okay? And first, this is the part with inside herself, and she's kind of going through those moments where she's like, oh my God, you know, we all been there, you know, there's certain, I know like for myself, I have amplified five in my soul profile. And so the five is very holistic in thinking. So I have a very holistic, you can see all the different underlying patterns, that everything associated to one source. There's the interconnectedness that I can tap into, but also at the same time, there's a scatterbrain aspect to it, not in a negative sense, but it can go to a negative sense if it's not functioning in its optimal state. So there's a scatterbrainness that the five, and I have the five, that we will go into, but the scatterbrain allows us to see multiple parts before we pull it all together in order to come to certain conclusions, okay? And so if I'm not properly aligned and I'm corresponding with it, I can have a tension, all right? I can have an internal tension with my thinking that now it just sends my scatterbrain aspect of my archetype that's operating inside me to now work against me, okay? So the tension, so some of us just based off our soul lineup can have certain tensions behind our internal thinking characteristic. And this is one of the things that jumps out for Jill. So Jill from the four to one dealing with her, I use me as an example. So don't get mixed up with my five with Jill. I was just using me for an example, but now we're gonna talk about Jill. Jill, her internal mental tension and her thinking characteristics is going to float between being vague and practicality. So even on the outside, so one thing's going to bother Jill is when people are vague with her. That is going to create a tension inside of her, but even inside herself, because she has a strong artistry, she probably has certain periods where she has to just tone herself down and get practical, because being with the as a creative person as she is, she can get very colorful, very into the, you know, the fantasy, which is cool, right? And can go in that space. But if she goes and stays in that space, say she shifts into her shadow and she stays in that space, now she's whimsical. Now she's in pure fantasy. And now she's avoiding practicality. But because of Jill's soul state makeup, it's kind of like she has this internal self-policing thinking characteristic that keeps it in check because of her 1 and 9. Her 1 and 9 helps balance and helps keep actually her 4s in a very productive thinking state. So that's very interesting. And when you put all that together, she's highly magnetic. That's why she has such a draw to her. She's not even trying to draw people, but she just has a draw to her because of the 4s and that 1. The 4s and the 1 have a lot of fire element behind it, number one. And then number two, they're very connected into the emotions and also into the creative aspect and the emotional aspect of self. So there's just a lot of energy that comes from the 4 and the 1 infused together. And when people feel Jill, they feel a warmth from her. Well, guess what? That warmth is kind of like what? A sense of what? Security, sense of protection or connection. Well, that's her 9. Okay. So she just has this natural inner aura. She just has this natural feel and appeal that would just enrapture you in her space. And you just wanted to stay there and just allow her to just work her magic. Right? She just has that effect, and it's based off of her soul archetypes, based off the animated principles that's radiating through her as an individual embodied in human form. Okay? So as we begin to kind of slowly fade out, you know, the 4 is the abstract thinking, as I mentioned. And so that points to Jill has an ability to see the big picture, but it's also a part of her where she is not conventional. The 4, the soul lover, is known as the 4. And I apologize, I didn't go into that today. The 4 is the soul lover, the 1 is the soul nurturer, and the 9 is the soul protector. And so the soul lover can see the big picture, but it's not conventional. It values being unconventional. So because of that, Jill has a strong aspect to her where she'll go against conventional thinking. An example is that is some of us that now we're going to date ourselves, right? We remember Jill Scott. Before Jill Scott was officially known on the scene. I'm a Roots fan. The Roots is one of my favorite hip hop bands. And you would hear features of Jill Scott, but no one would know who this person is. No one had a face. We just kept hearing her voice. And then when she came with her first album, you know, who is Jill Scott? There was no face on her album. It was just showing a block of vibes. So it was this big old question, who is Jill Scott? So when Jill Scott entered the scene, she entered the scene through impression. Well, guess what? That's the intelligence of the 4. The 4, and she has 2 of them, the 4 has a strong aesthetic intelligence. Jill, in her numbers, in her soul makeup, is a master impressionist. Jill will leave an imprint on your soul that you'll stay connected to. This is why Jill can have a sense of longevity in her musical career, is because the impression and the imprint that's lodged in a lot of us that really loves her music and love her as a person, as a woman, as an embodiment, as an individual. Okay? And so there's just a natural adoration that just yields to Jill because of these makeup of these archetypes working inside of her. Okay? In communication, what's very interesting is that Jill don't want a lot of fluff. You can't speak to her in a very because once you might think, because she's very artistic, you think you can come talk to her fluffy. Only when she's in an emotional space, she might can do that. She's in an artistic space, she welcomes that. But when she is in a sense of business, trying to make things make things happen. In other words, she's coming from an earth archetype, from a sense of balance, right? Living in her body. Oh, she needs some concrete, clear communication. She needs things to, she values precision and clarity. Matter of fact, Jill and her think characteristic works very well. Her one works very well with the soul archetype six, which is the soul seer, which is very intuitive and insightful, wisdom-based and understanding. So Jill will have this natural draw from, she has an appreciation. She'll probably work very well. She feels very, in other words, she feels very grounded around people that has a soul seer in them. She would just love, she loves to hear inspired thinking, basically, just to sum it up. So she's someone that welcomes inspired thinking because her fours enjoys going against the grain, enjoys looking at things from an unconventional space and come to conclusions that has a logical reason and support behind what is unconventional. Okay, so again, all this is going on inside Jill's thinking characteristic as an individual. Okay, so again, so she really requires straightforward explanation and concrete examples when you speak to her. So she's not someone you just talk real loose and loosey-goosey with. She'll shut you down. I've actually seen her on interviews when people try to come at her just in a very not concrete. And she has a way of kind of shooting it down or rerouting the conversation. She takes over to make sure that some kind of substance and some type of clarity comes out. She's a master at that. I think I saw her once on the Breakfast Club, and she does it. She does it naturally. So now that I've mentioned it, you're probably going to see it because I made mention of it. Now it's going to become more aware to you. Okay, but she's very good at that, especially in her public persona. Oh yeah, you can't come with her with no goofy rumor base, that type of low, that low level type stuff. She don't get with that. She don't fool with that. And if she does come at her, she has a way of rerouting it, and she will literally take over that conversation without that person knowing, because she has that strong charm. She has a hypnotic charm about her where you just kind of get drawn into her essence and aura, and all of a sudden she flips the conversation. She got you agreeing to what she's saying, and y'all feeling well, and all of a sudden you're off the dumb stuff, and now y'all can get to talking something that makes sense for people to enjoy. She's very mindful of the impression she makes on people. She's very mindful of how you feel after she leaves and how you feel while she's in your presence. She's a dynamic person, very magnetic, okay? And so when she's got all these different things operating, she's dynamic, and she stays pretty much in this dynamic state simply because of the 4-4-1-9 infused together, creating what she is. So just want to bring that out, the thinking characteristics of Jill Scott. We're going to conclude this episode 3, As Your Soul Thinks, when we use Jill Scott as an example to just show the mathematical trace to the thinking characteristics of her. And we'll touch back down and just continue to build upon these different episodes as it refers to our living soul, as the living soul's soul guidance numerology system, how it can work with us to help us understand things about ourselves, and also just leading to many other different possibilities in our life experiences. Okay, so again, I'm going to close out. Definitely everybody be easy. And as I close out, just remember, if you need information, text the text community, 1-833-475-0111. Text soul to soul. And there's different links that'll show up. And if you want to support, definitely click that link support. If you're definitely interested in using our herbal products, and I'm gonna tell you right now, we got a lot of people using Intercom. They really enjoy what it does. They use it through the day, help them unwind. Someone like me who travels a lot, I actually use it myself. So, I highly encourage y'all, if you're trying to just, go and use an alternative but effective, healthy, something that's natural, this is it. It's all liquid drops, Intercom. And again, just text the number 1-833-475-0111. and text intercom as one word. Okay, so that's what's up. One love to everybody. Be easy and stay calm.